happiness around you when you're far from home. Be courageous and be brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young.
Woohoo! Well, that's us coming in here today on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic 32-year magazine that's been out there called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That is what OSJ stands for. And the Oklahoma Senior Journal, like I said, has been around 32 years. It is the longest running resource guide for the 50-plus and their adult children. We're extremely proud of what we have put into this magazine. We have over 6,000 websites and phone numbers that will help you navigate this wonderful positive aging that we all are doing. I have passed being a senior just a couple of weeks ago. I'm kidding. Anyway, my 1959 model.
I've got 2 years before I'm eligible to go into the senior centers. I'm actually excited about it.
I didn't mind it at all. So we are going to be talking about the multi-sector plan on aging. This is through the Oklahoma Humane Services, and we've got a couple of people in the office today. We do a thing called Coffee, Muffins, and Marketing once a month. If you'll join our e-newsletter, and you can do that by going to our brand new website. It jumps down and does all kinds of things for you, except maybe not your windows, on okseniorjournal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com, and you can join our e-newsletter, and you'll be able to read all about my guests there, too, as well as listen to the program right off of our e-newsletter. We are excited about producing a magazine over 32 years ago for the 50-plus because it was out of a special need in our family. So this is something that we love to be able to bring to you, is more information and education. Jeremy Buchanan is the Director of Community Living, Aging, and Protective Services, which is also known as CAP, C-A-P, for Oklahoma Human Services. In his capacity, Mr. Buchanan manages an array of programs and services designed to increase options for the older adults to live safely and independently in this community. Jeremy is spearheading efforts to bring public, private, and nonprofit organizations together to create a plan to age our way in Oklahoma. I love that. It's almost like it describes you perfectly.
That's how we should be doing it. Our way, right?
That's right. Our way. There's some song out there. If there hasn't been, me and Jeremy will write it. Okay, I'm going to introduce who's sitting right next to him. And her last name is Johnson, but you're going to help me with your first name.
Johnsia.
Will you just briefly, before the mics were on, tell me how you got the name Johnsia?
My mother, my father.
Mixed
their names together.
So
yes.
What were those?
Jonathan
okay.
And Marcia.
Okay.
Johnsia.
Wonderful.
Yes. They were running out of options, so...
How many siblings?
Three.
Wonderful. And you're married, I'm sure, Jeremy.
Yes.
To a lovely wife by the name of?
Crystal.
And
we have 8 kids.
You do not.
We do. We have a blended family. So
okay.
when we married, we each had 3 kids. And,
okay.
And then we ended up adopting our niece and nephew. So
oh,
we have a big
wow.
family. And there are some days I think I'm crazy. And other days when I'm like, I wouldn't have it any
yes.
other way. So.
Well, that's cool, a little background about you. Okay, Johnsia, she has over 15 years, that makes her an expert, along with Jeremy here, of program management and leadership experience in the nonprofit and public sectors. Johnsia is currently the program manager at Oklahoma Human Services for Aging, Our Way, Oklahoma's multi-sector plan on aging. I wanted to say that really slow. Oklahoma is trying to age our way, but it's through a program called Oklahoma Multi-Sector Plan on Aging. Johnsia works with various state agencies, teams, community partners, and stakeholders to deliver programs and services that meet the needs of our older adults. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
we're going to get into the first questions here. The intros is what we wanted to get through and to make sure you had the Oklahoma Senior Journal website, which is okseniorjournal.com. You can also see where to pick up an issue. We have 650 locations in the 405 area code, so we can almost guarantee one will be close to you. You can always call me, which is in the magazine, my phone number, and give me a chance to help you go to the closest location to where you live. So we are moving into our first commercial break, and we will be back and talking more about the multi-sector plan
on aging.
Thank you, guys. I loved how you followed that. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long, again, stands for that fantastic magazine, the Oklahoma Senior Journal, on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
My name is Bobby Hinkle, and I'm the founder of Main Street Advisors here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Our slogan is Truth in Financial Services, because we really endeavor to shine a light on all the things that are normally kept in the dark. Have you ever wondered what's actually happening with your investments? Are you concerned about economic uncertainty and how the markets might dictate your retirement? Would you rather be in control yourself? The solution is to build a comprehensive financial plan. Most financial plans are really just a sales tool. How about getting one that is actually a roadmap, something that you can use whether we work together or not? Give us a call. Our phone number is 405-285-5566, 405-285-5566. Josh will answer the phone and schedule a time for us to get together and just get to know each other. Our website is mstadv.com. mstadv.com. Give us a call. Change your future. We are Main Street Advisors, Truth in Financial Services. A better financial future starts here.
Are you familiar with Homes for Heroes? OKHeroes.com. If you're not, you're about to be. So if you're a firefighter, a law enforcement, a military, anybody in the healthcare space, or a teacher, you qualify and are ready to go. This program offers tremendous savings if you're in any of those fields.
No red tape, no hidden fees, no catch.
Program's been around for over 20 years, started when 9/11 started, to give back to the heroes of this community, and they continue to give back. If you want to reach us, you can call us at 405-414-5979, 405-414-5979. Check us out at okheroes.com. That's okheroes.com, 405-414-5979, okheroes.com.
Life moves in one direction, forward. No matter what each person's circumstances are, Synergy Home Care steps in with effective, comforting, life-affirming care that moves people and their loved ones emotionally and physically forward. From personal assistance, like bathing and dressing, to companion care to fight isolation and loneliness, to support with housekeeping, errands, and transportation services, sometimes just a little extra help can make all the difference. If you or your loved one has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, our person-centered convergence of care model brings together the best tools and resources, along with caregiver talents and specialized training, to deliver a customized memory care solution for your family. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that number is 405-254-3046.
Hello, this is Ben Martin with R&B Trees. We are a tree company based out of Oklahoma. We offer professional tree pruning, stump grinding. We are Oklahoma City's number one tree service. We offer free estimates. Any tree we can do. No tree is too tall. We can do them all. R&B Trees is fully insured with liability and workman's comp. R&B Trees, we specialize in insurance work. We work directly with your carrier, and most of the time you'll be out of pocket zero. We offer senior citizens in discount, veterans discount. We take trees serious. It's all we do. So please give us a call at 405-609-9211. Our website, rmbtree.net. Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. We offer professional pruning, low impact removals, stump grinding. RMB Trees is veteran owned. Call 405-609-9211. rmbtree.net. Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. RMB Trees, servicing all of Oklahoma.
Come join us for the 23rd annual Yukon Senior Games in April. The Yukon Senior Games is an opportunity for athletic and creative competition and so much more. We're talking about a chance to compete in an environment where new friendships and peer support guide the competitions. We offer such events as pickleball,
billiards,
archery,
golf,
basketball,
table tennis,
bowling,
track and field,
and so much more. We've had competitors that have taken their skills to the Olympics and competitors who have just learned new sports by entering the event and trying. For more information, you can visit yukonok.gov. That's yukonok.gov or call 405-350-8937. That's 405-350-8937.
We'll see you at the games!
Before I came to the nerve renewal clinic, I had difficulties walking, my feet burning, no sleep at night, and couldn't play with my grandchildren.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a nurse practitioner here at Nerve Renewal Neuropathy Clinic. One of the things I see all the time is patients that were having difficulty falling asleep due to pain. After coming to Nerve Renewal, our patients are able to sleep better at night, play with their grandchildren more, and go for walks without being in a lot of pain.
And since I've been coming here, I can finally walk better, sleep better, and be able to do the activities with my grandchildren.
If you're living with pain, call Nerve Renewal today. You really have nothing to lose, and most insurances do cover it, and you could improve your quality of life.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
That's right. Robin Gunn coming back in here, your host and also publisher of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Hey, guys, do you know what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful. You'll get it next time. We'll have a duet going here in any minute. John Cia, she even said she might go into song.
I might.
And I want to give you fair play on your chillins. You have two?
Two children.
And what are their names?
Lyric is my oldest. She's 21.
Lyric?
Yes, ma'am.
That's beautiful.
She's an art major at the University of Central Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And I have an 18-year-old who's getting ready to graduate high school from Epic Charter Schools.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
she'll be following suit and going to college in the fall.
Okay, and what's her name?
Her name is Mackenzie.
Mackenzie and Lyric.
Yes.
Okay, shout out. Shout out to the whole Jeremy and John Cia's family.
Thank you.
Y'all made it on the radio. The first question I want to ask is going to be directed at Jeremy, but John Cia can jump in at any time and add her more than 2 cents. What does community living, aging, and protective services do, Jeremy?
We do a lot. Under the umbrella of community living, aging, and protective services, we have 17 programs currently that provide support for people to live in the community, help them be independent. So our programs range from things that provide support for senior centers through our Title III. So when you think about your local senior center, those programs actually flow through us and through the area agencies on aging. They also do other things, transportation assistance, home repairs, you know, health promotion and education. All of the area agencies on aging, I consider them one of the best kept secrets in local communities. They all have a resource book, much like yours.
Okay.
Where they're pulling.
Oh, what's it called?
Area Agencies on Aging.
Yes, it's very good.
Yeah.
That's a great book. It's just people don't know where to get it or that it exists.
And each AAA has their own resource guide. So the local one here would be Area Wides, and they have a really robust resource book. So it's a great place to turn if you're just looking for options and support or what kind of things are in your community to do as you're aging. Those programs are for 60 plus.
Do you have any programs for the 50 plus?
We have programs across the lifespan. So some of our programs even serve children. So we also operate Medicaid waiver programs. Mm-hmm. So these are programs for people who would meet eligibility requirements to go into a nursing home. Through the waiver, we're able to serve them in the community. So we can bring home health aides and people into their home.
You can?
Yep. And support them to stay
so
in their home.
I'm so glad I know this. I get phone calls multiple times a day.
Yeah, it's an option that a lot of people don't know about. And so probably by default, when people are vulnerable or families are facing challenges. They may believe that the nursing home is the only option, but this is actually an option for people to seek support in their home and stay in their home.
I want to reiterate again about the area-wide aging book. I don't know if it's for 60-plus, but it definitely would encompass the adult children looking for resources. You would just call 405-942-8500. That's 405-942-8500, and it's called the Senior Survival Kit Book.
Yep.
There you go. And it's been around.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Yes.
Sometimes they would suggest a donation, but
sure.
It's a free publication for you. And the state prints that.
Yep.
Yes.
We also do the Adult Protective Services programs.
Mm-hmm.
So we get about, I think this year we're on pace to hit 33,000 reports of abuse, neglect, and exploitation.
Wow. Of a senior or children or anyone.
Of someone. Those are for vulnerable adults. So it'd be anybody
gotcha.
That's over 18, considered a vulnerable adult. Those are the ones that we actually go out and take action on. We've seen those referrals go up. It's just kind of something that's happening in our communities as people are getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are over 65 are going to outnumber children in the next 10 years. And we're seeing that kind of play out in our own programs. If you look at 2019 in Adult Protective Services, we got about 19,000 reports, and we're on pace to hit 33,000 this year. So it's a
wow.
dramatic increase in referrals, and we're trying to tackle the challenge. But
well, it means people are finding out about you more, too.
I believe so. I think that when you're present in the community
mm-hmm.
and people see that you're getting help
mm-hmm.
And that you're able to do things, I think they're more likely to reach out. And I think some of that is success kind of, you know, it breeds more business, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You got more people reaching out for help.
So when would somebody go to Adult Protective Services? What would be something? I know I'm kind of winging it here on this question, but I just wanted to ask, what would be a criteria to call?
If you suspect any vulnerable adult is being abused and neglected or exploited, make a report. That'll give us a chance to go look into it. So often, exploitation can happen right under your nose.
And yes.
Someone I know and grew up with, it was a neighbor. We noticed somebody moved in and all of a sudden is buying new cars and going on big fancy trips.
Oh, big flag.
Big red flag. So we made a report. Those are the kinds of things. If you recognize something's wrong, that somebody's potentially being abused, or even if they're vulnerable, if they're living alone and they're just not taking care of themselves, those are things that we can...
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We definitely want those reports because there's a kind of a second part of our business. It's really... Half of what we do is trying to connect people to services.
Exactly.
Connect people to the support so they can stay in their home and address whatever challenges they may be facing.
And a lot of time the senior themselves don't want to admit, and they're kind of afraid on what could happen. Can you kind of run down how your approach is with somebody that's been turned into Adult Protective Services? I'm sorry, I'm dealing with this right now, so
yeah.
In my own personal life.
Just some guiding principles. Of course, in an investigation, we do an unannounced visit.
You do.
So we will come and do an unannounced visit, and we will first talk to the person who's the alleged victim. We do a robust interview with them, and we, you know, if there's other people in a home or in the setting where they are, we ask them to leave the premises, do an interview, and then we interview anybody who may be related to the case. So any collaterals, alleged perpetrators, we're really trying to gather facts. If there's other evidence, for example, in exploitation cases, we're going to be requesting bank records, any evidence of what's going on, any other caretakers who might be a witness mm-hmm. to neglect or abuse. And we gather all that evidence, and then we make a finding. If we find the greater weight of evidence supports a substantiation of the report, then we will substantiate that and forward it on to law enforcement and the DA. In the egregious cases of abuse, neglect, and exploitation, we mark it for a recommendation to prosecute.
Gotcha. John Cia, do you want to add anything?
I was just going to ask, how do we get a hold of ABS?
So you can go to abuseisnotokay.org.
So abuseisnotokay.org.
Right. And that'll take you to an online reporting system. If you want to make a call, we have the Abuse and Neglect Hotline. That number is 1-800-522-3511.
Will you give that one more time?
Yeah, that number is 1-800-522-3511.
Thank you so much. I do want you to run down everything you cover again, because I didn't realize you also worked with home health.
So through the Advantage Waiver, we contract with a lot of provider agencies, including assisted living centers, to provide community-based services.
Okay.
So
Yeah, people need to be in touch with you. If not the senior, the adult children of the seniors. Do you feel like we've answered this question?
Pretty well. There are certainly a lot of other resources. So if you just go to our website.
Perfect. What is that?
It's oklahoma.gov/aging. That will take you to our multi-sector plan site, but you can click on the link up at the top that says community living, and it'll take you to all of the array of our resources. So, like as I said, we have 17 different programs. Some of them are smaller that support people to live in their community. You know, you can plug in there and see all the things that we do.
Okay. Will you say that website one more time?
oklahoma.gov/aging.
Can this CAP phone number reach?
Absolutely. If you're just reaching out and you know, you don't want to deal with a website, sometimes they're not the most, it's not the easiest way to access information. You can just give us a call. Our direct line is 405-521-2281. They're really great about responding at that phone number and getting you connected to the people that can help you.
Beautiful. That's 405-521-2281. And we are going to take another break. We're not even halfway through. I got the thumbs up over here. So this is Robin Gunn. I'm your hostess for the last, June, it'll be 7 years, 32 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is right. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be back after these messages. That's me, Robin Gunn, coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which my colleagues here next to me can tell you what OSJ stands for.
It's the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. And we, more than anything, love bringing you resources. And this multi-sector on aging through the Oklahoma Human Services part of, would you consider it part of DHS?
Yeah,
it is a part of DHS.
Oklahoma Human Services is a little confusing. It's the same thing. Department of Human Services. Trying to rebrand, but
yeah,
you can't change the way people know you and they know us as DHS.
So. I still call the Cowboy Hall of Fame the Cowboy Hall of Fame. I actually know some of the artists that have had bronze put out there, and all of that excites me. And here's a good segue. We will be doing the second half expo again this year on October the 19th at the National Cowboy Western Heritage Museum, the new branding.
Right.
And it will be from 8 a.m. until 1 o'clock, October the 19th. Please come out. We had over 1,500 last year, and the year before that, it was around 2,000. We can have up to 135 vendors. So please get your vendor place saved and mark it on your calendar to attend. We have great breakout sessions too, which I'm going to encourage highly, because I'm co-owner of this, that both of you all speak, because we do breakout sessions.
That'd be an honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. And then you can hand out all your information.
And we've had booths there the last 2 years.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, so we've been there.
We need to do breakout, though.
Yep.
So people can ask questions. Guarantee that room will be packed to the gills. So Oklahoma is creating a multi-sector plan on aging, which we've brought up a few times. What is it, and why is it important for Oklahoma?
So a multi-sector plan on aging is a long-term plan. It's a 10-year plan that's to address aging challenges in the community. And why we need it is because, kind of as I said before, people over 65 are going to outnumber children soon. We're already in the midst of a demographic shift where people are aging. We're seeing it in our programs where they're strained with increasing number of referrals. But also, I think things in our community that we're seeing show us that there are infrastructure challenges and they need to be addressed. And these aren't things that just Oklahoma Human Services can tackle. It's going to take all of us working together, which is the multi-sector aspect of the multi-sector plan on aging. So we've been working with all the other state agencies. When you think about what services might impact somebody as they age, you've got the Department of Transportation, the Department of Mental Health Services and Substance Abuse, Department of Rehabilitation Services, Department of Commerce, and we've got them all at the table working with us, Healthcare Authority, Department of Health, because we all touch the aging system in some way. And so we need to figure out how we can use all of our collective resources to better serve Oklahomans. Included in that are the private and nonprofit partners that we've brought in all kinds of partners to get feedback just to figure out what are the challenges that people are facing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that's going to take all of us. It isn't something that the state can do for you. It's going to take all of us working together, because there are ways we can work together to impact people in our communities just by our collective effort and showing up with purpose. There are other things where we are spending money unwisely, and we need to align resources to spend money in a smarter way. And there are other things, the things that we're going to have to build if we really want to serve people the way they need to be served. And those things may require some investment. So I think they're looking at this, you know, all of these ways that we can tackle these challenges. We need to lay it all out in front of us and create a strategy. And so that's what we've been doing through the plan, is creating strategies that will carry us forward into the next 10 years to address those challenges.
I definitely agree with Jeremy. The best part of this project is the synergy of all of the community partners, the stakeholders. The state of Oklahoma just really coming together and making this project go.
Right.
Instead of being siloed and, you know, organizations doing things on their own, we all now can come together under one umbrella to really just make this a positive and impactful project.
That seems like a absolute MUST to get all hands on deck.
Absolutely.
And because they all serve a different purpose, but when you bring them together, because no one's a cookie cutter, you know, we're not cut out of the same mold. So this way you can encompass all kinds of needs of somebody that needs the services of our state that I had no idea was so in depth, which I love, and so many, you know, 17 different programs. How can someone get involved with that if they wanted to be? Is there a volunteer program?
We've done a lot of sessions to get feedback from the public. So I know when we were creating our current state report, which is published on our website, again, you can go to oklahoma.gov/aging. And you'll find a link to that current state report. We did a lot of research. So we looked at just market research and things that are out there with senior rankings, LTSS rankings, looking at where Oklahoma scores and how we're doing in different areas. But we also went to the public to hear directly from them. So we traveled across the state. I actually attended every session in person. We went to Woodward, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, McAllister, and Lawton. And we held 10 listening sessions.
To Oklahoma City too, didn't you?
Yep. We held two listening sessions in Oklahoma City.
I went to the one in Oklahoma City.
And that was to gather feedback. That was pretty open-ended. We were just asking people what they need, what are their challenges, what would be the, you know, if they had the one wish that they could make to change the future. We were just kind of letting people get it all out. We've done a second round of feedback where we've put out a survey. We've got all that information collected. Our research team is actually compiling that, and that research is actually going to go on our website once we get it all documented and pretty and polished. But we had over 3,700 respondents to our survey across the state. We had respondents from all counties. I think we reached 22 tribes. And we really put a lot of effort into trying to reach everyone in Oklahoma.
Everyone.
We did 5 in-person listening sessions. So we did one at the Healthy Living Center in Norman. We did one at the Latino Development Center. We did one at the Northeast Senior Center, just north of the Capitol. And we had another one with our Awala kickoff. So we did those listening sessions asking kind of more specific questions about what exactly are those challenges, trying to dig in deeper with what we'd heard. And we also held a faith-based listening session at St. Luke's Church downtown.
Love me some St. Luke.
Yep. It was awesome hearing from our faith-based community. And, you know, they do a lot of what Oklahoma Human Services do in their congregation. I think we can work together because I think we can provide all those community resources and access to those as a single-stop shop. And there's a lot of people who are falling through the gaps, and we need to be working together on how we can address some of the community challenges.
I know that Justin Brown came up. This was the director of DHS about 2 years ago now.
Yep.
I happen to know Justin. He's a high five good friend. And they came up with Neighbor Helping Neighbor. Is that?
Yeah, Be a Neighbor. So, that's a platform that connects community organizations, nonprofits who want to basically raise your hand and you say, I'm going to build a profile. And these are needs that I can meet in my community. And then anybody in the community can go on beaneighbor.com and select the things that you're needing or wherever the gaps are, you're matched with one of those.
Can you also volunteer?
I think you can volunteer on there to be a provider of a service in your community.
What about nutrition? Do you all cover that?
It's definitely in there. I mean, we have a food distribution network. It's a broad network. It's not just SNAP benefits or your local senior center. You've also got your food banks. The food distribution infrastructure is varied. And so, that brings some of those organizations together to link people to food resources as well.
Yeah, that's nutrition is a huge need a lot of times in the senior community. Also, we're huge for grandparents raising grandchildren.
Yep.
Yeah. I wanted to see about, do you want to add anything to the future planning that you're talking about today?
Yeah, I can tell you out of the feedback sessions, we narrowed down all the feedback in 10 broad categories. They cover things. I think one of the most common things we heard was people just don't know where to go to access services, right? Right. I know you probably hear that a lot.
Yes.
Probably the...
And you're like, but there's this magazine. Yeah. And I also tell people about the Senior Survival Kit.
Well, and I think that's what we need to do is just be more coordinated as a community and directing people to the things that can help them. And that's something everybody said that's important. Mm-hmm. So we're going to work on that over the next 10 years, how we can create a more cohesive network.
And that's why we're having this show today.
And we're also addressing things just how we think and feel about aging. We're going to deal with things around housing, transportation, the big challenges that we need to solve.
And we can cover some of this in our next segment if you would like to. So you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which we are going to get right to our commercial on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
My name is Paul, and before I came to Nerve Renewal, I couldn't do anything. I could barely walk, I could not sleep, and I could not dance anymore. And my wife and I love to dance, so it was important that I got it fixed. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I'm able to walk without pain, dance again, and I sleep through the night because I have no more pain. If you have neuropathy and you are in pain, no need for medications, you need to call Nerve Renewal today and schedule your first appointment. Your quality of life will change.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs. But there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there. And that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS, 50PLUS, 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Villages OKC is a plan for aging that connects a community. Our word for today is gift. G-I-F-T. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Having birthdays and growing older is a celebration, and life is the most wonderful gift. To make aging even more successful, Villages OKC offers a gift workshop for you and your parent, or you and your sister, or you and your spouse, or just do it for yourself. In the workshop, in a small group setting, we talk through difficult questions. We learn about options. We write solutions for the what-ifs in the future. All of my own decisions are written in one easily updated notebook. The word for today is gift. You can find out more by calling 405-990-6637 or online at villagesokc.org. Villages OKC, where you can find a most valuable gift.
So that's what we're trying to do, because we feel forever young between our two ears, and we're trying to make things just more reachable and educational, informational, and also hands-on with the multi-sector on aging. And I'm so glad to have Jeremy and John Cia. Yes. with us in the studio almost today, explaining all this, giving out phone numbers and websites, and we'll definitely do that towards the end of the show. Jerry may bring it up again, or John Sia. Let me ask you this. Who has been involved in the development of the multi-sector plan, and when did y'all originally start tampering with this and thinking about it?
Well, this has been about 2 years in the making. I don't remember the exact day we started, but I know the first thing we did is we worked on a readiness assessment. So we wanted to know, is Oklahoma ready for this? Are they ready to commit to it? And broadly, what we heard is, yes, this is important. We're all busy, so I don't know if we have time, but it's important enough we'll make time.
Because we're all going to age.
Exactly.
And we are right now.
I think there was broad support that this was something that was needed. Then we dug in and we did the current state, because you don't know where you can't really set a course for where you're going if you don't know where you are.
And so amen.
That's why we started with that current state report, just to understand where we are. And now we can set goals that'll carry us into the future. You know, one of the things I didn't want this to be is a plan that sits on the shelf. A plan is useless if you create it and it sits on the shelf and you don't have a way to make it actionable. So we have created a lot of engagement around this and a governance structure that I believe will help us execute on these strategies. So we have a steering committee that is made up of the O4A chair, and that is our local AAAs. They elect a representative to represent them. That person is on our steering committee. We also have leaders from all of those state agencies I mentioned, Secretary Shropshire. So we have a governor appointee that is at the table. And we have two representatives, Representative Nicole Miller and Tammy West, who are also at the table as part of that steering committee. So any decisions we make, they're at the table helping us make the right decisions. Below that, there's an advisory committee. And this committee really is made up of subject matter experts, providers. We've got AARP at the table. Claire Dowers Nichols, you probably know
totally
her.
Yeah, totally know her. She's been on the show quite a few times.
Yep. You know, a lot of partners, and we have PACE representation. Steve Buck sits on that, and he represents our Nursing Home Provider Association.
Will you say what PACE stands for?
PACE is a program for all-inclusive care for the elderly.
It's really great.
They're really neat programs because they coordinate care in the home. You know, if you need hospitalization or you have to go to get temporary nursing home care, they manage all that so that they can wrap themselves around that individual's needs.
And that's so perfect. The PACE program, I've been to it several times.
And then in our subcommittee below that, we created subcommittees to work on strategies around each of these 10 focus areas. Mm. And those subcommittees were made up of subject matter experts around those specific areas. So I'm super proud of the engagement we were able to do around getting involvement in the creation of this plan, because we had over 100 partners who were at the table.
Oh, wow.
Who are experts in their field or leaders of agencies and programs who've been at the table helping us develop the right strategies for Oklahoma areas into the future.
And this is something that is so needed for our future, because this is an aging world now, and especially after the baby boomers. Then what did you say in 10 years?
People over 65 are going to outnumber children. It has a lot of implications for our society and for how Oklahoma needs to respond.
Right.
And the way I see it, the people who've come before us, you know, they've built businesses, they've developed communities, they've raised families. We need to honor them and their legacy by making sure that they don't get left behind, that we're creating a future and the right infrastructure that supports them so they can age well and happily.
And with purpose.
And with purpose, right.
One of the things that I hear all the time is I just don't feel like I have my purpose anymore.
Yep.
You know, I have my grandchildren, but some of them don't even live in the same state, or, you know, they live away from. John C., I love that you've had 15 years in program management.
Yes.
So you bring a lot to the table.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you. How can Oklahomans follow progress and provide feedback?
Oklahoma.gov/aging. That'll take you to our multi-sector plan on aging website. You can sign up for updates. So we're going to be pushing out a newsletter where we're going to provide people updates. We also have, as I said, our current state report on there. There's ways that you can reach out directly if you have feedback. The plan is only the beginning, right?
Okay.
Like, this is the beginning. There's a lot of work that comes after the plan that we're going to have.
The boots on the ground.
The boots on the ground. It's a coalition work where we're going to have to work together. And this is where the rubber meets the road. The plan is one thing, but executing on these strategies is the next thing that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to be working on in the coming years. It's going to take all of us.
Yeah, it's a team effort. It's almost like linking your arms one in one and providing a really strong chain.
The thing that I'm proud about with this multi-sector plan, there's other states that have been doing this through executive order or legislative mandate.
Oh.
In Oklahoma, this has been a grassroots effort. These organizations and these stakeholders have come together, not because they were compelled to do so, but because they wanted to make a difference.
That's great.
And I think that's going to make all the difference in the world when we...
I can't imagine anyone not being behind this.
Yeah. There's nothing divisive about it.
No.
It's something that should bring us all together. Because there's not a single one of us that is not aging.
Aging. Yeah. And in the state of Oklahoma, I understand that you're bound to probably 100% die. So up until that point, you want to matter. You want things brought to you that you didn't realize were out there for you.
Yeah, and be able to live with purpose and independently,
right,
and community.
Yes.
Be connected.
And to be connected.
Yep.
That's another thing I hear a lot. We know we just want to be connected. And seniors have a ton to offer. The wisdom there.
Yep.
Alone. Okay. So I'm going to ask this question when we come back.
Okay.
We're going to go for a break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. You answered that question correct. Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hey there, this is Robin Gunn. You've been listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which my companions here can tell you what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. That beautiful magazine that's been out for 32 years. And I am talking with Jeremy and John Sia. They've been telling us about the multi-sector on aging that's been around about 2 years in the planning stage, which I love that it has had that much preparation behind it, because then you can start moving forward. So what's next?
We've been developing this plan, but we haven't had the big reveal yet where we actually get to publish the plan. So on June 25th, we'll be doing that. We're going to be inviting the people who've been at the table and stakeholders and helping us develop this over to the History Center and revealing the plan. Hopefully we'll get some coverage in the media. This is pretty big for Oklahoma, and it's super exciting.
Yeah.
You know, after that, it's get to work. This plan is, it's got a lot of strategies in it that aren't going to be easy to tackle. We're going to have to work with some organizations that are already working in these spaces. So, you know, Department of Transportation is a mobility network, just to provide an example. And we want to plug into that and see how the transportation strategies we have can align with what they're already doing and how we can support those to get things that are for our population as they're aging.
Right.
So we're addressing accessibility and access.
Yeah, you don't want to cross over each other when you can actually align.
So that's the goal, is to work together. Every year we're going to have to reflect. So there's going to be an annual review where we look at the metrics. Have we been able to move the needle on these things that we're trying to impact? Mm-hmm. Have the strategies we've been using working? And if they're not, we're going to need to pivot. We're going to need to adjust and create, you know, improve strategies so that we're actually making the difference that we intend to make. And we got to keep doing that work for the next 10 years. So
next 10 years. And so June 25th, what that is standing for?
Going to be the big reveal where we bring the published plan to the public.
Okay.
As I said, we're inviting all those stakeholders who've helped us develop the plan. I hope that event can be open to all.
Good.
So that we can fill all the seats in there and share all the work that we've done and the work ahead. I want to invite anybody who wants to make a difference in their community, who wants to build a better life for Oklahomans as they age, which that's all of us, by
yes.
the way. Come to the table. Like,
yes.
help us with this, because it's going to take all of us.
Give us information on how to get a hold, how to get involved on June 25th. Any information you want to give. I know you've got an email also that John C. is going to give out, so take it away.
You can go to our website and sign up for updates. That's oklahoma.org/aging. Just go down there and sign up for updates. It also tells you how to get in touch with us through our email. John C., do you have that?
It's cap.mpa@okdhs.org.
Will you give that one more time?
I sure will.
Somebody's pencil broke.
cap.mpa@okdhs.org.
And you can email us anything. We'd love to hear feedback. When we hear from the community what's working, what's not, that's what helps us learn really quickly and make the adjustments that we need to make. We want people to get plugged in. So whatever way that you want to participate, we want to encourage.
Okay, give out the general phone number again.
So you can reach us in Community Living Aging Protective Services at 405-521-2281. 405-521-2281. 521-2281.
Beautiful. We've wrapped it up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for being here, both of you, and bringing this vital information to our community here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, hey, for the last time, what's OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be back next week with Senior Games. We'll see you and have a great weekend.